And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Our theme for today's show is school days. My first guest was the third candidate running for the Wyneemi School Board. My second guest was taught us how to fight obesity and how to be more active in just 10 minutes a day. My third and final guest today is the final candidate running for the Wyneemi School Board. It's part of our ongoing look at candidates running for public office. And I think this is important public service because it's the people who serve on the school boards, on the Parks and Recreations Committee, on the design and review committees in governments all around the country that really make a difference. And they're the feet on the ground. And so we want to not only honor them, but get to know them as well. If you are a mother or a father out there involved in the Port Wyneemi, the Wyneemi School District, you can always call and join the conversation at 639-0008. Shayla Godino is our fourth and final candidate running for the Port Wyneemi School Board. So welcome to the show, Shayla. And I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself like I asked the others to introduce themselves.
Thank
too.
You, Bill. Once again, my name is Shayla Godino, and I have been a board member for 16 years on the Wyneemi School District School Board.
Oh, that's great. And when you're not being on the school board, what do you do for a living?
Well, I am a management assistant with the Ventura County Health Care Agency, and presently I'm assigned to Santa Paula Hospital.
Oh, so you're calling us from Santa Paula Hospital. That is great.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's ask the same set of questions that I asked all the other candidates. And the first question is, what made you decide to run for the Wyneemi School Board?
Okay. Well, 16 years ago, the superintendent at the time called me to his office, and he asked me to consider running for a position on the school board. I was an employee of the district, and I worked at Hollywood Beach School. I was a parent and a PTA president at two different schools. I had a unique position with the district. I was also a contractor for IBM, and I worked in the Tri-Counties with educators, teaching them how to use the IBM-developed program called Writing to Read. Being an employee, the district received my services free and also had upgrades to many of the software programs.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of soul-searching for me to make that decision. I had to quit working in the district due to a conflict of interest if I did get selected as a board member. So after much discussion with my family, I decided to apply along with nine others, and I was chosen. And I must say that it was a decision I have never regretted or looked back on.
Well, that's good. So this whole thing really began when you were called to the principal's office, is what you're saying.
Sir, no, this is actually the superintendent at the time.
Superintendent's office. All right, very good, Shayla. All right. Now, you've been serving on the board for 16 years, and congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Now, in this next term, if you are elected, what is it that you plan to improve or change in the upcoming term?
Okay, I have a few things to say.
I feel
we have a wonderful district. We employ the most qualified, caring teachers, and we have a superintendent that truly cares about our staff, children, and schools. And we have remarkable classified staff who have proven time and again that they're team players who truly care about the district. The only thing I would hope to improve is communication with all staff, with the administration on board, and with each other. Taking this out of context, I want to reply to a couple of statements made by Mr. Sanzano yesterday. First of all, the board members are in the schools often. We take turns visiting schools when we can and try to attend the many programs held after school. He was told we didn't go to their classrooms by a couple of teachers, but that's not the norm. Many times we have been there and walked school, but we remain anonymous, so we're not there to interrupt the classroom. Of course, we can't all be there all the time, but we do go when we can and try to split it up. And I don't believe most teachers would want us interfering in their classes and giving direction to them. They're the professionals. And then we do have a liaison process in place, which was designed to help not hinder our employees having access to board members and district administrators. It can be difficult to reach busy people, and liaisons can get messages to them more quickly and ensure that the right people are involved instead of someone having to make numerous calls until they find the right person.
All right. Well, David's perception is, of course, based on his experience.
Exactly.
And yours on your experience. So,
right.
Okay, that's great. Now, are there any other things that you would look at to improve? The communication is interesting. That's come up on more than one occasion.
Exactly.
In what ways and how does communication need to be improved at Wyneemi School District?
You know, I don't know if it needs to be improved, maybe expanded a little bit. We have really stepped out and tried to to communicate with all of our staff. For instance, the superintendent visited all of the schools this last year. He did budget road shows, and he held ice cream socials during all staff meetings to give teachers more access to him and be able to ask questions. At the district and site level, we have labor management agreements in place to make it easier for association members to communicate with the board and management.
All right. And so those would be some of the areas that you would want to help to improve
Absolutely.
Or at least extend
yes.
the communication.
I don't want any teacher or administrator to feel that they can't talk to the administrators or the board.
All right. Great. Now, if you are elected, how do you plan to balance the needs of students, the curriculum, the parents, the teachers, the administrators, all the various parties that are involved in an ongoing school district like that? And to what extent do these things need to be balanced?
Okay, that's a really broad question, but it's a very important one. I don't do the balancing myself. The board and the administrative staff are a team. We can't be everywhere at once, so I felt we hired the most qualified superintendent. And from the superintendent down, there's a very intricate balance of people who keep our district running. This is all done to keep the number one reason in the forefront, our children, to make sure they get the best education possible. It is really an ever-evolving job for everyone and can change from day to day. We provide oversight to the district, giving direction where needed and set policy. If all of our programs we have in place run as they should, there's a balance where it needs to be.
Does that mean that all of the programs run as they should all the time?
No. We're dealing with people, human beings, and there are limitations. We are always tweaking them. Our administrators always are trying to keep them running properly. Once in a while, there is one that probably does not operate as it should. But when we're made aware of it, we try to make those changes.
All right, good. Now, the question that I'm asking everybody, including you, Shayla, is this. And by the way, we're talking to Shayla Godino, everybody, who is running for the Wyneemi School Board District. You've heard, or at least you may have seen or at least heard about the documentary Waiting for Superman. The basic premise there is more money and more charter schools are going to solve the education problems in this country. How true is that?
Okay. Well, more money would certainly solve many of our recent budget problems, but it isn't always the answer to all the problems. And also, I feel that charter schools are not the answer. I've watched the controversial movement of the charter schools in California for many years. To understand this, you need to know the requirements of a charter. They're issued a charter for a fixed period of time, usually for 5 years. They're usually exempt from most laws that apply to public schools that we have to follow. It's supposedly to give administration and staff more autonomy designing an educational program, and they must meet all the student goals in their charter that they've created, or the charter can be revoked. That in itself has proven to be a problem. Goals are not as clear-cut or stringent as those in public schools. Test scores are not showing marked improvement. In fact, scores are lower in many instances. An extensive study done showed that charter schools in California had composite scores that were about 4 to 5% lower than their counterparts in public primary schools.
Now, Shayla, are there any charter schools in the Wyneemi School District?
No, there's not.
They're not at this time. All right, great.
No, and I don't think there is a need. Parents just seem to be happy with our district and the education their children are receiving.
Which is a good thing. We're happy
yes,
for that.
It is.
All right. We're talking to Shayla Godino, everybody, and she has been on the Wyneemi School Board for 16 years. During that time, what significant accomplishments have been made during your tenure, Shayla?
Okay, a couple of things come to mind right away. We have passed 2 school improvement bonds that and updated and improved all 11 of our schools. As you know, we have aging schools and no funds to rebuild or build new ones, so the renovation was imperative. I'm very proud of our schools. I'm also thrilled with the after-school programs that are in place. Students attend an extended day until 6 p.m., getting help with homework, enrichment, and sports. It has been a godsend for our large population of latchkey children throughout the state. But let's face it, a large majority of our families both have parents in the workforce, and children are alone for longer periods of time and often not given the supervision or help with homework. You know, I have to say the world's changed since I was a student.
Well, certainly, yes, things have changed over the that period of time, no question about it. One of the things that Scott brought up earlier in our conversations, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that interview or not, but English language learning is a big issue in the Hueneme School District. Talk to us a little bit about what are some of the challenges faced by teachers and administrators with English language.
Well, that's a big challenge from school to school. Of course, we have areas of our population that are higher numbers of English language learners, but I think one of the biggest and most difficult challenges is our students coming from other countries at a higher grade level and not speaking English. We have to take those children, sometimes in the 7th and 8th grades, that speak no English, and try to get them at least functional in the English language so they can move on to high school and do something with their lives. And we do have a lot of those children coming to our junior high schools.
Well, now that's an interesting point, Shayla. From what countries do they come, and where are they getting this superior education? And the only thing that they lack is English language skills.
Well, I'm not saying they get a superior education. Some of these children have not had an education. Most of them come from Mexico, or there's a few from South America. Some have never been to school. Some have been to a couple of years of school, but by and large, they do not receive a superior education at all. And it's a real challenge for our teachers to try to bring them up to par before we send them on to high school.
All right. So you're saying that they come into this country, they might age-wise be in the 7th grade, but because of the English language, you have to put them back in the 4th grade or the 5th grade?
Well, we don't put them back in the 4th grade. We do put them into the junior high school, but they are in a classroom where they are taught at their level, and it's accelerated, and we try to get them up to par, like I said, before they leave our district.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. What is the graduation rate from the district going into high school?
It's about 90, I would say 85% to 90%.
90%. All right, that's mm-hmm. very, very commendable. So you've got thousands of people listening to the sound of your voice right now, and many of them are voters in the Hueneme School District. So what would you tell them to try to convince those people to vote for you?
Okay, I hope I sound convincing, but I'm doing that every evening and weekend by walking my district and meeting the families in our district. I tell them I'm a product of the Hueneme School District. My children are products of the district. They both received excellent educations and went on after high school to get educations and advanced degrees. I've been involved in the schools and city events for many years. I have lived in this district most of my life, and I'm a former employee of the district. I really feel I know firsthand the needs of our families. I stay very connected to my district. By walking the district, I have run into people that I haven't seen for 40 years that I did go to school with, and it's just been a delightful experience for me to do this.
All right, great. And on November the 2nd, when people go out to vote, how many people need to vote for a candidate for the Hueneme School District to get them elected? Is it 10,000, 5,000, 4,000? What's the magic number to get elected these days?
Well, I don't think there's a magic number. I think it's the majority of the top three. And we're hoping that everyone vote for the incumbents. We've worked very hard to keep our district solvent in these turbulent times with our budget. And I think the three incumbents, who are Scott Swenson, Darlene Bruno, and myself, have done an amazing job with our school. And the other board members also work with us. We're a very cohesive team.
All right, great. Now, we have a couple of minutes left, so looking forward to the next term there, what are some of the top challenges that the Hueneme School District faces?
Well, once again, money. I hate to say this because money does not teach our children. I think the state of our state, we have to pray that things turn around and we become solvent again as a state, which will trickle down to our district. We need to put back in place some of the programs that we have done away with because of budget constraints, number one being class size reduction. We have had to do away with that. There is just no way we could keep it going, and it has proven to be such a huge success with our children in the lower three grades. Moving on to 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, they were advanced, but unfortunately, because of the budget constraints, we've had to do away with it. The other thing is continue to keep our teachers happy, keep them the highest paid teachers in the county, which they are, and hope that they realize that we're all here for them. We all work as a team. And the number one reason we're all doing this is for our children.
Great. Very good sentiment. We're talking to Shayla Godino, everybody, and she is a candidate for the Wainimi School District. Shayla, you had mentioned that the class size is increasing. What is the average number of students in a class in the elementary schools in Wainimi School District?
Okay. They have been running between 32 and 34 students. Of course, there's a couple that may be higher in the junior highest because of subject matter, but in all, they run between 32 and 34 students.
32.
The highest that I heard about was 36, but it wasn't going to stay that way.
32 to 34. And ideal, optimum situation, what should that class size be?
All right. From grade kindergarten through third grade, it's 20 to 1, without a doubt. No more. The teachers, they have more contact with the children individually. They're able to monitor these kids and what's going on in the classroom. And I think if we could do that with all of our grades, 20 to 1 would be the most perfect setting for all of our children. But right now, if we can get that back in place, 20 to 1 for grades kindergarten through 3, and no more than 28 in the children from grades 5 through 8, or 4 through 8, I'm sorry.
Great. Shayla, now if people like what you're hearing, they like the sound of your voice, where would you direct them to go to learn more about your candidacy for the Wainimi School District?
Okay, they can check Google our district's website, and when they do, click on the board, and my name will pop up, and just click it on. They can leave me an email, and I'll get back to anyone that has questions.
All right, everybody. We've been talking to Shayla Godino, who is a candidate for the Wainimi School District. Shayla, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. All thank right. you.